Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
Well, this weekend I played Titanfall 2 on the Xbox One. It's also available on the PC and the PS4.
A lot of people were waiting for Titanfall.
Dude, I am an old school Titanfall fan. I loved the original. I played it on the PC and I played it intensely for about 6 weeks. And then basically never played it again. But I loved it intensely for the time that I did. And you know what? Titanfall 2 takes the stuff that I loved about the original for the most part and just amps it up. Where do we start? How about how it looks? It looks amazing. Like, I was honestly surprised by just how good Titanfall 2 looks on the Xbox One. Because of all the platforms available, arguably the Xbox One is the least powerful.
Sure.
And it still looked absolutely fantastic. The way it plays, mobility is the name of the game, and I don't think there is a single first-person shooter out there that feels better than Titanfall 2. None of them. I would put it up against Call of Duty, Battlefield, whatever, you name it. Titanfall 2 is the best feeling game out there to play. Absolutely love it. Now, this time around, there's a single player. Play through the single player. That is a very interesting thing they've got going there, because I just thought it would end up being Call of Duty again, but it's not. The first 5 minutes feel like you've dropped into a Call of Duty campaign, but after that, it turns into this interesting and varied story that they have going on. You basically have three different ways that you're playing. There's the shooting, there's a lot of jump puzzles, and then there is also the time you spend in the Titan. So they did a really good job with pacing. Now, the jump puzzles I thought were really stupid at first.
Yeah, but then
they drop you into one level in particular that is a factory that is just awesome. Like, it really...
So it changed your mind?
It did, though I will tell you, by the time it was done, I was like, look, I do not want to wall run again. Can we stop? Because I will tell you, I died a lot. I couldn't get the wall run, jump to wall run thing down, like, to save my life. And you know what? It didn't save my life. It killed me. The other thing you do in the single player that was cool is they give you dialogue options, which means your main character, you talk to your Titan. They're a robot character. And you can choose what you want to say to them. They thought they were really funny with the dialogue that they wrote. I didn't think it was funny at all. I actually thought a lot of it was really dumb. Like, they were really going for it, and they didn't really make it.
Sure.
That didn't take away from my overall enjoyment of it, though. I just was like, wah, wah. Just didn't really play that well for me. Overall, this game, not really Call of Duty. Think Halo meets Mirror's Edge meets Portal. That's where I feel like describes
Titanfall 2.
That single player pretty well. And then the multiplayer, I played in the beta. You know what? I like it. My favorite game mode was Attrition, but there are a bunch of other ones that are back. Now, in Attrition and Bounty Hunt, you've got the AI characters, which makes it feel like classic Titanfall. Some of the other game modes, you're just going up against other human players. I didn't like that as much. So I spent most of my time playing Attrition as far as the multiplayer goes. But overall, I just loved Titanfall 2. And I mean that sincerely. Really, really liked it. It's got stiff competition because it's out and you have Call of Duty Infinite Warfare that's coming out this Friday. And I will tell you, though I haven't played it, it looks a lot like Titanfall 2. So the two of them have a very similar we're fighters in the future vibe going on.
And they both have fan bases. So
they do.
Just depends.
They do. But Titanfall 2 gets a big thumbs up for me. I had an absolute blast playing it. You want to catch some more Riot Control? You can. Go to riot.radiou.com and see what exactly it is we've been up to.